Welcome back and thanks for listening to Season 3 of Geckos and Grottos! On Geckos and Grottos, a small group of friends get together to play a randomized D&D-ish game, where the places they go, the people they meet, the items they use, and the spells they cast are all chosen at random from a deck of cards created by the players and viewers alike. I'm your host, Pete Zeronimus, and without any further ado, enjoy the show!
What's up, all you listeners out there in the wide, wide world of planet Earth? Welcome back to the Grotto. Prepare your ear holes for the newest, hottest, tightest piece of ass. Wrong show. Welcome back to the Grotto, and prepare your ear holes for the newest episode of Geckos and Grottos Comedy Adventure Podcast, baby. Hey, Tinka, you should add in some laser sounds right there or something. You feel me? Oh yeah, that's right. You probably haven't heard the news, but Tinka? He's back from his vacation to hell after solving the mysteries of the murder train with the kinkiest turtles around. Meanwhile, our boy Adumbu is still getting baked off screen, and I mean that literally. He's proofing in the ovens of Pizzeronimus right now. We keep wondering if his dough's gonna rise or if it'll deflate like a poorly prepared souffle. Anyway, thanks so much for being a valued listener of the show, and we apologize for taking such a long hiatus. But we've been cooking up something real special for yous. So sit down and enjoy the show. Tinka, how was that? You think they bought it?
Welcome to Geckos and Grottos.
Woo!
It's been a long time since I've been here, but I'm Dan, sometimes going by Magic Mike. I will be your DM tonight. We are joined by the person on my screen, my right.
Hi, I'm Tim. I play Tinker Gadget, the Technomancer robot.
Who's next? Goblin.
Me. I'm Derek, and I usually play Udumbu, but today we're playing Goblin D's Nuts, or better known as Chef G-O-B.
I like it. And we got a special guest today, Fred Fredrickson. Give it up.
I'm Dan. I'm playing Fred Fredrickson, the owner of a sex toy shop.
Yes. Always better with more Dans.
You never have too many Dans.
No. All right. So everyone's back. 50%
Dan in here.
Everyone changed their name to Dan or like kicked out of the call. All right. So we last left off in a place that I don't remember already. But Tinker was on vacation in Boca Raton, Cincinnati. And he's making his way back to Atlantis to meet up with his friends. So Tinker, your trip back from Cincinnati.
Well, I have from Cincinnati. I don't have a tan and I wasn't out at the beach. I was actually at one of the Great Lakes. That's where I'm hanging out to get my tan.
They have waves. They have beaches. You could get.
So there. I say goodbye to my fair friends, Ethel and Morty Fungestein. Had a really great time after Tinker finished up his last mission on the train from hell. He decided to take some PTO from the agency and spent his vacation in Boca with the Fungesteins. After, I'd say, a solid 2 days, months, years, decades, some two amount of time, he decides to go back to the agency and recognizes it's time to get back to work. So he just hops on a little claw ship. He calls in one of the Tiny Tinker's little transports from the Armada, and he heads back to Atlantis, where he awaits direction for his next assignment.
Did you get your PTO approved before you went on vacation?
I forgot to submit it. So.
Let me write that down for later. Okay, so you're heading back to Atlantis. I'm going to say your travel's fine. There's nothing happening along the way.
That's a credit to Tiny Tinker Jr., by the way. He can do that.
Yeah, well, we all know he's more skilled than his father, so at flying regular ships. But so you guys make it back to Atlantis. You're fine. You land back in front of the headquarters, and as you enter, you realize no one's there.
No one is here. Where could everybody be?
So, what do you plan on doing after realizing this?
I'm gonna call Severus Snaps, and I'm gonna hail the home ship and see if the rest of the crew may be on board. So, bring, bring, bring. Wait. Bring, bring, bring.
You gotta appeal to the younger crowd.
Yeah, you gotta appeal to the youth. Like, what Tinker is? He's young. All right, you snap. He answers. He lets you He lets it ring for a little bit because he realizes it's you and he doesn't want to answer.
As one does.
So he's like, he looks at it. He looks at his phone too because he's young. He's like, oh, he's back from vacation. I think I might have forgotten to submit his forms, but what do you want, Tinker? He snaps while he's doing it.
Hello, Severus snaps. I would like to inquire to the whereabouts of my companions. Do you know where they can be found?
I haven't seen Magic Mike in a while. I think Gadumbu is in the oven. I'm not too sure where Haley is either. There's a goblin in the kitchen, or he might be downtown at the temple. I forget. I don't keep track of those people. I only have to watch over you guys.
Oh, well, I guess thank you for that. Do you know who I'm supposed to meet here in Atlantis for assignment?
Well, I was hoping for more people to show up.
Me too.
But, well, I've only got you, so I'm going to need you to figure out what to do there. But I do have, we did just get an urgent message in from Hollywood. Unfortunately, it sounds like it fell onto hard times again.
As it does.
But so I think the only person here right now is Goblin. He's scurry. He's so short. He scurries everywhere. I can't find him. So maybe go look for him.
Who is Goblin?
He pulls out a
new
member.
How long was that gone on that train from hell?
Goblin D's nuts. I think he's a chef. I think he works with Magic Mike. You've been gone for like 2 years. I don't remember. It was a nice time without you here.
Time sure flies when you're in hell.
It does. He just says, okay, good luck. Boom. Hangs up.
So I think that Severus Snaps wants me to go back to the ship, not here in Atlantis. So I'm going
to. He says, go downtown. I told you, you weren't listening.
Oh,
I might have never said that, but go downtown.
All right. Okay. I think I should go downtown. I'm going to stroll through the streets of Atlantis and go to downtown.
Okay. So as you're walking the streets, you see normal people. Atlantis is hustling and bustling since you guys moved in. No one has been killed recently, so that's a good sign. It's good for the morale and population growth. But as you're doing that, you pass the Pizzeronimus temple and dine and eatery. And
that's my first stop.
It's your first stop.
Yeah. Like, oh, I wonder if Magic Mike is here.
So as you say that, you hear Mr. Goblin. So Goblin, what are you doing?
Well, I assume you walk into the temple. And dine in.
Well, I give a little brief nod as I walk. I either walk through the temple to get to the dine in. So as I walk past the temple, I give a little nod to Pizzeronimus. I know him and I haven't been on the best of terms, but he did come through for me in the last mission and assignment where I called out to him. So I have a little bit of a kinship to him.
So
because we're both people of worship.
You see Gob.
He says, get out of my shop.
You see Gob in the kitchen. He's a. I could change my background picture to him, but he's a short, stout goblin. He's got dark green skin, and one of his arms is a little bit shorter than the other arm. And he's dressed in like your typical chef's attire. He's got what I think would stand out to most people is that this goblin has long, beautiful, flowing locks of hair. Just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous hair. But other than that, he looks like a short, stout, lopsided because of his arms, goblin with a chef attire on. And he's in the kitchen whipping up an order for one of his previous guests. He spots Tinker saying his prayers to Pizzeronimus. And
he heard the nod.
He's very aware of his kitchen, especially when Magic Mike's not around. He's tasked with such great honor to watch over the temple as well. And he says, "Oi, come for pizza."
Me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I am not here for pizza. I'm actually inquiring to a Magic Mike or anybody else as part of the Gecko crew.
Well, as you can see, and he like points around, only patrons. Hungry, hungry patrons. So you either are one or you aren't one.
I'm not a hungry patron.
Well, I'm the only one on payroll, I think, here today. So are you sure you didn't see Haley or anything like that?
No, I have not seen anyone in quite a long time. I kind of feel like they're giving me the slip. They've been sending me on personal private assignments recently. I don't know what that's about, but this may be another one. You have no idea where Magic Mike and or Odumbu can be?
Right. Well, I do have a bit of leeway when it comes to this. Magic Mike said, I got to do whatever it takes to watch over the temple. So I guess I'm part of your crew now.
Oh, I wasn't asking, but okay.
No, I'm demanding.
Okay.
I accept
your demand.
Well, it sounds like times are bad. Nobody's around. Everyone's quitting the agency. Time for me to step up. I've been a chef for too long. It's time I become an agent.
You're pushing this really hard. I feel like you may have done something to Odumbu and Magic Mike.
No. Odumbu is in the oven. I know that. He's getting treated, you know, since his condition.
I don't understand. Can you elaborate?
Odumbu coming back like he's like a shriveled husk of himself. He looked like a sausage, really. So we put him in the oven.
What happened to him? I did not listen to the last episode.
You'll have to listen to the last episode.
3 or 3 minutes goes by. I listen to the episode and fast.
Nobody knows. He just arrived on a ship by himself. He went out with Haley, the log show. I know way too much. I'm already an agent. I know this stuff. It's right off the top of my head. Also, Magic Mike sure does like to talk.
Where is Magic Mike? Is he going to come with us?
Oh, only Pete Zeronimus knows that.
Can you ask him? You work for his diner.
No, he's away.
Okay.
Can't reach him.
You will do. I think I may need help on this mission. If there's anything I learned from the last assignment, it's that fun and good solid friends can really help make a mission go along a lot more smoothly and a lot more entertaining as well. So please, Mr. Goblin, please Mr. Yep. G.O.B., come with me.
Yep, Chef G.O.B., you know, you could call me Gob. Full name's Goblin.
Goblin these nuts.
I close enough, you know. It's
a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
The accent.
Extends his hand to embrace yours.
He shakes his hand and then...
Do you do the secret agency handshake?
Of course.
Okay. Once you reveal the handshake, he recognizes that handshake. You are an agent of
regular,
the...
Normal handshake.
Regular, the MDBI. Normal handshake. So he shakes your hand and he welcomes you to his party. Well, I was here to recruit my allies, but you will do, since you force yourself upon me, perhaps we should now... go to the council and see what is up. I heard there's an urgent matter we have to attend to.
Yeah, he grabs a like a silver ladle off the wall and a pot, and he brings it with him.
Do you have anything for me?
No, I ain't got nothing for you. Last pizza was ordered a minute ago, and I'm not cooking anything else up. And I'm not letting you touch my pot. This here is a special pot. It comes with me everywhere.
Should we wait for your order to complete, or you?
No, they'll be fine.
Okay. You're the professional here.
Listen, I got to defend the shop at any cost. Even that means leaving the shop.
Well, it is.
Money will be fine. Most of it will be here tomorrow, I'm sure.
Well, it is MVBI protocol that any assignments that we go on, we must recruit 2 additional allies for a team of 3. It's in the handbook, you understand. That's why I recruited Ethel and Morty last time on the train. So I think it's important we find another ally. I am short on friends. I don't know why. It may be my personality. It could be anything. But I have a really close friend of mine. He's my supplier. He's the one who supplies all my upgrades for all of my gadgets. And I would love to introduce you to him. And maybe we can recruit him to join us on this assignment.
I'm already walking like towards wherever I think, wherever he believes the hangar is. Because
Oh, come back. There's no hangar. I just click these couple buttons and my son will send a transport for us.
Oi, I knew that. I'm a certified, dignified goblin agent. Chef G.O.B. the agent.
Do you have any field experience?
Oh, I've been here in the field.
Wait, you know. not behind the counter. I mean, any in the field.
Yeah.
Have you done any investigations, any battles, any assassinations, or any prevented assassinations?
Oh, I don't know many of the words you're saying, but I've been here in the field. I know how to deal with the heat. I've been working closely with Magic Mike and the Pizzeronimus.
Wonderful. That will. I call the transport to take me to, coincidentally enough, my tinker supply partner. He is residenced. His residence is in Hollywood. So,
right, because that's where we're going. I knew that.
It was written in the pizza.
So we now hop into a small little crab or
before I get in, I gotta say a prayer. And I kneel before the temple. Bless my slice. Bless my slice, Pizzeronimus. And bless all the slices around me. Amen. And I get up and I walk into the...
And I feel a little vibration because I now too have a slice pendant from the train. And it vibrates when you say bless all these slices.
All right. Our slices are blessed. Let's get cooking.
All right.
So you guys...
Transport takes us away.
So you guys are heading to the ship. The ship takes you directly to Hollywood. It's not that far. No, it's down the ocean.
We just bloop, out of the ocean.
A quick jaunt across the ocean to Hollywood. And you land. And as you're flying in, you can see that it looks like there's this huge earthquake slash like crevice that has opened up in the center of Hollywood.
Looks like it finally happened. California has fallen into the ocean.
It don't look good.
And as you get to the end of it, you can see that there is a pyramid sticking straight out of it with one shop remaining.
I don't remember that there. Do you know anything about this?
I can't say I do.
You get it. As you say that, Cerberus pops in over the sound system. And he's just like, yes, this is the call we got. Apparently at the ribbon cutting ceremony for New Hollywood after, you know, it got burned to the ground.
Hollywood Inferno. Yes, I remember.
They just, the earth just started trembling and a huge crevasse just opened in the center. And this is what happened this is what came out of it.
I sure do hate crevasses.
Most people do. I think most of Hollywood does because now they're inside it.
Well, I really hope my friend is okay. I don't know where I'm going to get my upgrades if I cannot go to him.
So we need you to go down there and investigate the pyramid and see what's going on.
But first, I have to check in on my friend.
Fine.
Thank you. He's been patiently waiting for my arrival.
It looks like his shop is the only one that survived. So good. What a coincidence.
Ah, the blessing of the slice.
Yes. So as you descend down, the ship lets you off right in front of the shop.
So Mr. Goblin or Chef Goblin or Chef GOB, whatever you want to call yourself. He's nuts.
You can call me Gob.
I'm going to call you Nuts.
That's fine too.
It's important. My supplier, he's very erratic. It's important you do not look him in the eyes. And try to limit the conversation you have with him. He can be a little bit overbearing and controlling. So just go in there, mind your P's, your Q's, just yes sir, no sir, that's it. Okay.
Understood.
Let me do all the talking.
I'm a professional after all.
Right. Yes. And we approach the supply shop. What's it called?
Oh, is that me now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. My bad. Well, I'd originally just called it the Grotto.
Oh, see, as the geckos, we are naturally attracted to the Grotto. So that's where I...
Any literal hole in the wall.
So we walk inside, and what do we see?
As you walk inside, immediately your ears are just like sensualized by a song that somehow sounds like Cherry Pie by Warrant and Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses fucked and had a baby. Hanging from the ceiling are an infinite number of disco balls spinning, disorienting everything. And in the corner is a giant animatronic penis. It keeps... keeps spraying out like a fog machine effect across the room. As you walk across the floor, your boots or your feet or whatever just happen to make like a weird squelching sound, and the floor definitely doesn't feel quite dry.
Yeah, don't mind the sticky. It's coming here.
It's getting me sandals all gummed up.
He's right back here, and we walk back to the counter where we hope to see my supplier.
As you approach the counter, you would definitely see me. I turn around to you guys.
Tinker Gadget, is that you, my friend?
Oh, Fred Fredrickson. It's so great to see you. It's been a while.
I waddle around the counter because I'm a waddler, and I waddle up to you and I embrace you in a big hug.
Tinker, I haven't seen you in two times some amount of time.
Yes, I've been away. I'm definitely in need of a tune-up. It's been quite a while. Perhaps you can help me with my problem.
Of course I can, my friend. Who's your little buddy here, Tinker?
Oh, this is one of my new friends. His name is, He's Chef G.O.B. Maybe you heard
And
him.
I like cut in front of him. Oi, Chef G.O.B. Pleasure to meet you. You can call me Gob. I reach out to shake your hand.
I wipe my hand off on my pants, which are stained up. They're like Adidas track pants, and they're just covered in some kind of like crusty stain. You can't quite tell. I wipe my hands and I reach out, and as I grab your hand to shake it, you notice that my hand is still very moist and strange.
Nice to meet you, Gob. Any friend of Tinker's is a friend of mine. I tell you what, I'm going to give you 10% off anything in the shop you want.
Well, that's a deal. Usually I have to pay extra.
Well, what do you say to that crust on your pants? That looks like it might make a good soup.
I agree. It's my own home blend of Parmesan.
I scrape some off with my ladle into my bowl. Like a little puff of smoke comes out of the bowl.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Make sure I can't wait to see what that makes.
Make sure you name that dish after me, Fred Fredrickson. Oh,
definitely will. This is quite the shop you got here.
Hi everyone, it's Adumbu, and I'm interrupting your show to tell you about our new merchandise page over at redbubble.com/people/geckosmedia. Now, over there you can find our face, and you can put them on t-shirts. You can find our items, and you can put them on mugs. Heck, you might even be able to find space nachos and put them on a hat. Now how great would that be? Space nacho hat. I think I'm gonna go buy it. You should check it out before I buy everything. Okay, bye!
So Fred, I really came here for two reasons. One, you were telling me about the upgrade on Tinka's Tinka Gadget 2.0. While the first one really served me well, you know, my bolt penis and all, but I could really use an upgrade.
Oh, okay. You want to upgrade from the Tinka's Tinka Gadget 2.0 to the Tinka's Tinka Gadget 2.1.
Oh, the new version's released.
Yeah, it's not great. It's in testing still, but you know, it should be fine.
And I like waddle back around the counter where I just happen to have the Tinker Gadget 2.1 ready to go.
Do you want to do your magic?
Oh yeah. How do I do that?
Oh, I just lay on the table. Right on the counter. I take my jacket off.
Boy, I didn't sign up for this.
Go ahead, don't be shy. Oh, I have an accent now too.
It's contagious.
So you're laying on the counter then, I assume, in front of me?
Yes, I detached my Tinker's Gadget 1.0.
Okay, so I take your Tinker Gadget and I pull out the new Tinker Gadget 2.1, and it looks almost identical to the one that you currently have, but it's got an extra extendo feature.
Now listen, Tinker, you're going to be very careful with this, okay? The first time you extendo with it, it's going to hurt. And if you have an extendo lasting longer than 4 hours, bring it back.
Understood. Same rules as before.
What about you, Chef Gob? You looking for a toy? You looking for an upgrade?
Oh, I got what I wanted from you, you big, lovely bastard.
It's all courtesy of my goddess, Dixie Normus. She's excellent.
So, Mr. GB, I forgot to mention that my supplier, he's a sex toy maker. That's where I get all my supplies and my upgrades from.
Right. So here's what I'm thinking, Tinker. And I get in real close. This is our third guy.
Oh, I did not even consider that.
Look at him. He's beautiful.
He is, but he's not trained in the art of the MBBI.
It won't matter. He'd probably figure it out. I mean, I just started today.
What? What was that?
Yeah. Boy. Anyway.
But you knew the handshake.
Right. But I'm a trained culinary assassin, if you understand what I'm saying.
I don't. Hey, Fred, I have a question for you. Please consider our request. We are short a third for an assignment that we were sitting here in Hollywood to investigate the Great Pyramid that, for some reason, did not crush you, but crushed everyone else. I was wondering if you would care to join us. I know it's very outside of protocol, and I would not be asking if I wasn't desperate, but I don't have any friends.
Tinka, listen. Anytime you and I have a threesome, you got a friend in me, pal. Of course I'll join you.
Yes, the last time we had our threesome, we broke my Tinka Gadget 1.0.
I remember. That was a good time, Tinka. That was a good time. And I like slap you on the Tinker Gadget 2.1.
It extends the max extension.
Now remember, if that lasts longer than 4 hours, you got to bring it back. Well, I guess since I'll be with you, it'll be okay.
Okay, well, can you help me put it back?
And like, I like reach down and just like slowly massage it until it like, I guess you gotta express the oils out of the tip, and then it'll dehydro.
Ah, okay. Well, that's much quicker than before.
3 pumps typically is about what it takes for the 2.1. It's pretty nice.
Super efficient.
Oh my god.
I think the Tinker Gadget 2.1 has reduced in size back to normal, which is a solid.
Boy, let's
standard size.
It's getting a little bit hot in here.
5.
Let's make our way. Let's make our way over to the pyramid.
I want to make sure I give Chef Gob his gift certificate for 10% off. It's like a playing card that has like a nude picture of me, but I'm wearing like a toga type thing, just covering my dick. That's it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for this gift. I will cherish.
You're welcome.
It
You're welcome.
I use it for something.
I show him my 10% discount off, and it is a picture of Fred Fredrickson, but it is a leaf covering his whole body except for his dick.
That's a special card. That's 50% off right there.
And I've never used it.
Yeah,
I always pay full price.
Plus extra. All right, so are you guys heading to the temple?
Yeah, I think now we should turn our attention to the task at hand.
All right, so you guys leave the shop. Your shoes are still a little sticky, so it helps traveling, you know, the debris of the town a little easier. Easily just walk over, like, crushed walls, people, you know, whatever. You get to the base of the temple. So this temple is huge. It looks like a regular, like, Egyptian-style temple with a main entrance.
When you say temple, do you mean pyramid?
I do. And so it has one entrance that you can see right in the top, and there's a little... a red carpet that rolls out as you approach it.
Hey, Fred, how long has this been here?
I don't know, man. I barely leave the shop, you know? Maybe a day, maybe a week, maybe 10 minutes. I don't know.
Checks out.
So as you guys are talking in front of it, you see, like, some smoke come out of the front entrance. And as you do... this giant figure appears in front of you, and he goes, "I am Pitzolmec. I am keeper of this temple." It's like, "Are you guys here for the show?"
Pitzolmec, eh? Listen here, what kind of show?
Well, this temple, which was dormant under Hollywood, and whatever Hollywood was called before that, for many, many twos of years, and it's been awakened where we can put on the show that used to be performed here all the time.
Right. I get it. You know, show, but what kind of show?
The show, it's an ancient game that was performed for many centuries. It's called Legend of the Very Real, Very Dangerous, You're Probably Not Gonna Die, Hidden Temple.
Oy, that sounds like fun. Hey, Tinker, come over here. You wouldn't believe what's going on.
I listened to the whole thing. I think I have an understanding. I used to watch the show.
It's like
the
you're
90s.
Standing next to me. Like, oh.
Yeah, a lot of the fans also know it as LVRVDYPN.PNGTDHT.
Well, easy to remember. Right, could you run that past me one more time?
Yeah, it was Legend of the Very Real, Very Dangerous, You're Probably Not Going to Die, Hidden Temple.
Right. Okay.
Or the LVRVDY.PNGTDHT.
For short. Yeah.
For short. Like I told you, it's very old. It's known by many names. We liked a lot of letters because we could only carve things back in the day. So we got to, you know, show it off for our advertising. Are you here to compete?
No, actually, we're here to investigate what happened here. You said this temple lay dormant and
I just told you what happened here.
But why did what caused the eruption? And
he's not smart, is he?
No, wait. Yes, I can be. Fred, I may need an upgrade.
I don't got an upgrade for the brain, Tinker. Only the dick.
I told you that the pyramid is a studio, and it was dormant under Hollywood for twos of centuries.
But what happened to the people who were here?
They got crashed. We came out of the ground.
Why now?
That's a great question. usually, I don't know. I think we were summoned somehow. There was a surge of energy that went through the studio, and then we were just like ripped from the ground, and here we are today, ready to perform once again.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Pete Zalmak. I turned to my other guys.
He sounds on the up and up to me.
Hey, so, well, I feel like we completed our assignment, right? Oh, he's back.
don't mind me. You can talk amongst yourselves.
Sure. I think we completed our assignment. We were sent here to investigate what happened, and I feel like we gathered the information necessary to call this one a win.
Right, but aren't we supposed to fix things?
No, we hired the fixers to do that. We're just the investigators. However, since we completed the mission, I have always wanted the Taurus studio.
Well, come on in.
Well, mission's over. Now this is back to PTO. You guys...
Right, I'm down for a game.
Something feels a little off here. I'm not quite sure what it is. But yeah, sure, let's go in and see. I'm always down for a good show.
Great. I know I said that it sounded voluntary, but it really wasn't.
In that case, I'm in.
I was going to pull this lever if you guys started to walk away, but I'm glad I didn't have to. It's really messy to clean up after that.
Well, we came. We're used to that.
Good.
We're used to messy.
Good. Then you'll fit right in the pyramid.
Like Tinka said, we came and we're used to messy.
Well, great. If you play your cards right, that will continue.
Oh, do you have a card for him as well?
Yeah, sure.
A discount card.
Pete, what'd you say your name is again? Pizza Mick.
Pete Zalmak.
Yeah, Pete Zalmak. That's great. You ever been down to the Grotto Sex Shop Wonder Emporium Adult Land Wonderland?
Does no one listen to me? I said we were underground for twos of thousands of years.
Perfect. Great. Well, then you've never been to Hollywood, I guess. So anyway, I owned the shop down there, and I whip out another playing card, and this one is like, it's like me, completely naked, except I have like nipple clamps on, but they're like those like pasty, feathery nipple clamps, mm-hmm. and they have like the chains that go down, and it's just like a clam over my dick. And I handed him, this one right here is good for 20% off your first purchase if you spend $100.
He takes the card. He's like, I'll have to figure out what this sex shop is and means, but we'll talk about this later. And he's like, just makes it disappear.
Perfect. May Dixie Normus bless your loins.
Thank you. And he just turns away. follow me into the studio and we'll get prepared.
Hey, is this going to cost us anything?
He's gone.
I wonder if this is going to cost us anything. I did not
I wonder
any
if
money.
We can win anything.
All you hear is maybe your lives, and then he disappears again.
Did you hear that?
I did not.
So you guys are going to walk into the pyramid?
Yes, because
already
we...
walking in.
Okay,
ladle and pot in hand.
So as you walk into the pyramid, it just surprisingly just looks like a studio, like a set. There is places for people to sit, like a live studio audience. There are stands for what looks like where contestants would be. Another stand for like the host and a stage.
Are we on the stage?
You're walking towards it.
Okay. Like through the where the
Yeah, like you're coming through the entrance, yeah, and you're coming to the big room that is this whole studio.
Okay.
Tinka, you got your phone?
Yeah, of course. I am the phone.
I'm going to get on the stage, and you're going to take my pictures so I can send it to my mom, who said I'd never amount to nothing. Lousy bitch.
I could do that for you.
Perfect. I get up on stage, and I, like, pose.
And it takes me a few moments. A couple of random gadgets fly out. But then I finally get to a camera, and I snap the picture.
But while we're here with that on mind, did you describe what you look like?
Oh, yeah, what are we looking at as you pose? Yeah,
I never did. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I got too excited to tell you about my sex shop. I didn't bother explaining who I am. Yeah, so it's like a 7-foot-tall troll with like disgusting yellow skin, almost like Homer Simpson yellow skin, and his eyes are kind of like a Mountain Dew green. The pupils are stringy black hair, white wife beater,
obviously fake gold chain necklace, blue Adidas track pants that are crusty, and like black Air Force Ones.
Amazing.
That is an incredible description. Gecko
just
fan.
A thing
please,
of
we
beauty.
Need, we need some fan art of this ASAP. Nipple clamps and all.
All right, so
you can see the nipple piercings through the wife beater. Yeah.
All right, so as you are taking those photos on the stage, Pete Olmac rematerializes, and he's like, "Ah, oh, great, you're here. We're about to get started. Please take your places." And he points to there's three podiums for each of you to stand behind.
Now, we're going to be joining the game. Is that the feeling I get?
Yes, you will be participating.
Okay. Do I get a sense? Is there like a crowd, like of people watching, or is there like nobody in the audience?
As he says, we're about to get started. You can see Pete Solmak is not doing it, but people are starting to like materialize in. Like they're not coming in the front door. Like it seems like this is some type of, I don't want to say like Star Trek-y thing, but like extraterrestrial type game show.
Would you say they're coming in the back door?
No, they're materializing in place.
Right, guys. Looks like we're actually going to be part of the game show, which is really fun, actually. I've done an episode of Chopped. Ever hear of it?
Oh, I like Chopped.
Right? It's a good show. Anyway, I know a bit about these, and you can't be hungry. So I just like pick my ladle up and I like pull out what has been made in the pot from the homemade Parmesan. And I feed it to everybody. I say, oh, just a little bit. Here, just right to your lips. Just a sip here will do.
Oh, that is an odd texture.
Hold on. Let me randomize. All of those were taken.
Hey, this feels weird. How do you feel, Fred?
I mean, it's, you know, it's just another one of those fucking things, you know, when you're a big shot store owner like I am, this ain't nothing. I've been on the stage countless times. I mean, usually I'm, you know,
I was
not
talking
supposed
about the,
to be on stage.
No, I was talking about the goo that he just shoved in your mouth.
Oh, the goo, that ain't nothing either. I've had plenty of goo shoved in my mouth. That's no problem.
And I finish, polish off the rest of it, and he's like, I'm like, whoo-hoo-hoo! That added some extra spice it did from your homemade Parmesan. Well, you should feel this kick in a little bit here. It's a time delay potion. Well, time delay health here. I'm using my Jumbo cards. I'm cheating. And reskinning them as food cards. So it'll heal sometime in the next... I don't understand how this is worded. I might pick a different card. The delay is randomly rolled.
Yeah, I think it heals you at some point in the future.
We get healed at some point in the future.
Well, I feel it, but I feel like it's going to feel good at some point in the future. It's a little rough going down.
I can sense a delay.
It was a little.
I rolled a d20 and I got a 12. Right, that should make you feel better in a bit, probably. Hopefully. We'll see what happens. You never quite know what comes out of this pot. It's crazy. I waddle, like, run up to the stage, like, excited.
Okay.
Put the pot on my head.
Is everyone else in place, or are you guys doing the other
I'm
two
at the podium.
Something
yeah.
else?
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
All right, so...
Calm down, Gob. You can't be too eager. You can't let them know that
right.
you... Yeah. Play cool.
I gotta be an agent. Let me get back into my agent mode. Oh, I let my, you know, every now and then the goblin slips out.
So as you are trying to put Gob in his place, Pete Solmak teleports back in. He's like, "Ah, good, you're good. We're about to start in 5 minutes." It's like the audience seems to be here. Let me just check with the crew. He turns around. There's no cameras, but it's like everyone's in place. So he's like, "I'll get started." Welcome, welcome back. We've been on hiatus just as long as in between your other favorite show, Doctor Who, in our hiatuses. Welcome back to Legend of the Very Real, Very Dangerous. You're probably not going to die, Hidden Temple.
Woo!
You hear claps and cheers. Woo! It's been so long.
It just rolls right off the tongue, that name.
It does, doesn't it, Fred? He's like, welcome. Since they're already speaking out of turn, let's introduce our guests. And he points over. We have a robot. What's your name, robot?
It's Tinker Gadget, sir.
Welcome, Tinker. We have a very handsomely dressed, tall person. Can you introduce yourself?
Fred Fredrickson, owner of the Grotto Sex Toy Emporium. If everybody here would like to swing by the shop, I'll give everyone here a 10% discount if you spend $100 combined. And I like throw out like a whole deck of cards.
And he says, "Oh, you didn't have to throw those cards, Fred. Everyone, look under your chairs." And
they like, "Wait, please pull a random sex toy item."
Okay,
that's what they find.
I'm gonna steal a. Oh, I don't have your thing up anymore. Can you pull me a random sex toy?
Do I just like? Did you? How do you want?
It's already randomized. Just go from the top.
Okay. Yeah, right here. It's a good old fashioned pink dildo. Can be used as a melee weapon.
Well, unfortunately, Fred didn't want to bring his good stock, so you all get a normal pink dildo, courtesy of the Emporium.
Ain't nothing normal about it. It's a good old-fashioned. You know, you get the job done.
And now on to our final contestant, the small creature. Can you please introduce yourself?
I feel like it's like a video starts playing, and it's just like Goblin sitting in a chair. He's like... You know, when I was young, I didn't always.
Oh, his name's Goblin These Nuts. Thank you, Goblin.
Everybody's like clapping.
Yeah. He's so brave.
I know. Such a small creature on it. Such a dangerous show.
Hey, what?
Everyone
what
starts clapping.
Hey, can you repeat that?
Oh, thank you, everyone, for the introductions. We're going to move right into our first round.
Wait, did he say dangerous? What's going on here?
Hey, we'll shut probably up. Not die. It's in the title.
Yeah, it's right in the title. Nobody lies in the title.
Exactly. The title is so that we are not held liable for what happens here. And he moves on. Okay. So, welcome to... I already introduced it. I'm not saying it again. Our first round is our favorite round. It's Bamboozled.
Ooh.
Ooh. Everyone goes, ooh, in the crown. And this one is a trivia round. Are all the contestants ready?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here are the rules. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions here. I had to look at my screen. And you have to at least get 3 right or you die. Ooh.
Ooh, wait a second. We what?
Oh, on to the first question. I'm British too now.
I know. I keep almost doing it too. Like
I know, I'm trying not to. Right. Okay. For the first round of Bamboozle, the first question is: who was Magic Mike and Haley's child?
Wait a second here.
Wait, they had sex?
They had children. Hold on.
I got it. I raised my hand.
Tinker.
Was it a fake child, and was it Boo and Tinker Gadget?
Correct.
Yes,
boy,
I was there for that.
Man. He is Tinker Gadget. Oh, I call tomfoolery.
No, you've been bamboozled.
I didn't say these questions were fair, tiny creature.
Wait, are we on the same team here?
No, you have to ring in whoever rings in first.
Oh, no. If we don't get through, we die, but we're not on the same team. Okay. Now yeah, I follow. I'm going to take back all of those discount cards.
Oh, too late. Die. We already gave them out.
Well, they're void if I die. Just keep that in mind.
That's in the fine print on the back of the card. Okay, so that was a good one. That was a good first round. The next question, we're going to go... No, you can all answer together.
Are you changing the rules, like, mid-game? This is feeling like... I mean, you guys really have to dust these...
Well, no. When I was thinking of these questions, I was thinking back to past episodes. So I'm like, I hope everyone listened.
I personally listened.
Okay. I was there.
I wanted to be fair to our guest.
He probably listened to a few.
I listened to a few, but I don't know if I'll know the answers.
I say, no matter what the question is, we make him answer it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's fun. All right, so. Second question. And
we're going to die so fast.
Who is cooler, regular, or alternative timeline Udumbu? There is a right answer.
That's a trick question.
Fred,
personally, you know, if you follow the law, technically, alternate timeline Odumbu is cooler because he's alternate timeline Odumbu. He's been badass-ized by the environment he's been raised in since his friends died. But regular Odumbu is no less cool. That is my final answer.
No. The answer is
you
very
have
clear.
To choose one.
It is alternate timeline Odumbu because he has a cool accent.
Well, fine. We'll go with that.
Right.
I would say it's probably regular timeline Odumbu because alternative timeline Odumbu does not have Odumbu's Odumbloob's root beer tootin' flavored rootin' tootin' lube. Now, I could make an alternative timeline lube for that, but I haven't done that.
It has a cooling effect. You're right.
So what is your final answer?
Quite refreshing.
Well, I guess we'll lean on Fred for this one. We'll go with regular timeline Odumbu.
Ooh, I'm sorry. That was incorrect.
I knew it was wrong.
All timeline Odumbu.
I knew it was wrong, but I didn't want to hurt our friend's feelings.
And so he looks, he's like, that's one strike, and above you a giant X appears.
Oh no.
Okay, remember the rules. Two more, and you're dead.
Like literally dead or like figuratively dead? You know what I'm saying?
Emotionally dead.
Oh my god. I'm already there.
Emotionally dead, so we're fine.
Okay, next
the emotion, the only emotion I feel is horniness.
Well,
and I'm an emotionally stunted
robot.
It's
the emotion you feel the most. You're dead in. Okay.
Oh no.
Next question. Haley is what type of witch? You may talk amongst yourselves.
Is she a swamp witch? Like, I don't know. To me, a witch is a witch.
Well, if there's anything I know about my gecko crew lore, is that she is...
a bad witch. Final answer.
No. No, she's not a...
is that your final answer?
She's a weather witch.
No, but she's bad at it. Remember? She was kicked out of her coven. She's an outsider.
Well, that's not right to say now, is it?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. You wonder why
your friends aren't here, and instead you're hanging out with a pawn broker and me. Just a chef. I'm just a chef, Tinker. Look at
but
me.
But you're here. Look you're more me, than Tinker. Just a chef now. I meant she's a bad witch in the best of terms, with tons of endearment. Being a bad witch is a good thing. You don't want to be a good, evil witch. You want to be a bad, good witch.
Right. But she specializes in weather.
Is that true?
Pete Solmack breaks in. He's like, I know it sounds like you have some family drama going on, but I really need your final answer.
Look at me, Tinker. Just trust me.
I trust you.
Weather witch. Final answer.
That is. He like looks around for dramatic pause.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Geckos and Grottos D&D Podcast. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did playing. Be sure to check out our website at geckosmedia.com to view the complete library of episodes, get links to our merchandise store, but most importantly, fill out user submission entry forms for the Geckos crew to use during the show. The theme song is a Geckos original song, and the intro-outro soundtrack is Crunk Knight by Kevin MacLeod. The Geckos and Grottos D&D Podcast is produced and edited by Geckos Media. Looking to start a podcast of your own but don't know where to start? Sign up for a free consultation at geckosmedia.com to discover how you too can launch your own podcast and join the Geckos Media Network of podcasters. Catch you next time.